Jack, someone does it all in a quarter, they got the steak, 175, and the chocos, these are 3 1/4 altogether. That's $6.25, Mrs. Weber. And Uncle Jay, thank you very much.
And there you is, Mrs. Bryan. Pork chops and pigtails and 1 pound sauerkraut, 1 pound of hamburger and a round steak and a pound of ham. That's, $6.89. Come again now.
Now, Sparky, what is it you want to ask me here with the questions?
Mama Grossmeyer, as you know, I am a reporter on our newspaper, the Daily Weekly.
Yeah.
And I have decided to start an investigation of the Winnebilly kidnapping.
Oh, well, that's good, and I hope you solve it. What is it you wanted to know? What did I do to help?
Well, all I want to know is one thing.
Yeah.
You said you saw the kidnapper carrying the Winnebilly out of the church and put her in his car,
right? Yeah, that's tricky. I mean, this is right. That's what happened, all right.
Well, what did you do after you saw the Winnebilly being put into the car?
Well, I ran out of the church and I watched the kidnappers drive away.
Ah, now that's exactly what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
In what direction did the car go?
Well, now let me see. The car drove down Glenmore Avenue.
No, I mean, in what direction, north or south?
Well, Sparky, such a question to ask Mama. I don't know nothing about directions north or south.
It was south, Sparky. And I ran out of the church right after Mama, and then I hear her screaming, and the kidnappers was driving to the south.
Good. Then, did they turn off at Glenmore Avenue?
No. They went as far down Glenmore Avenue as I could see, and then they just disappeared.
Well, thanks, Mama and Papa Grossmeyer. You told me exactly what I wanted to know. And goodbye. I'll see you again sometime.
Is you going out and capture the kidnappers now, Sparky?
Well, not yet, Mama, but I'm getting some ideas. Well, I think I got some important clues now. That proves to me that the kidnappers have got their hideout in the southwestern side of the city. I better get on home and tell Big John what I think. Big John! Oh, Big John, are you still home?
Yeah, I'm back here in the kitchen, Sparky. I'm peeling potatoes for supper.
Oh, okay. Hey, Big John. I think I know in what part of town the kidnappers have got their hideout.
Oh, is that right? Oh,
wait till I answer the telephone, Big John. I'll tell you all about it.
All right.
Boy, now what is he up to? Oh, I tell you that, Sparky.
Hello? Oh, hi, Rabbit Ears. Hey, I thought you were out on Renfro Hinkrow's father's farm. Oh, you are? What's this? Say it again? Yeah? Hey, boy, just what I thought. Stay where you are, Ari. No, don't let it out of your sight. No, Big John and I will get you. Keep with you and we'll come right out. Yeah, so long. Hey, Big John. Hey, it's a good thing I got home just now. You know what? There was Rabbit Ears McKeister who just called. He called from Renfro Hinkrow's father's farm. He's out there for a visit. And he said that he and Renfro just got a look at a great big black foreign-made automobile in a field under a haystack.
What?
Yeah. Hey, that might be the kidnapper's car. Come on, let's get Yuki and get out to the country as fast as we can. Come on! Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy!
Now, to be frank with you, that's the first real clue we had in a long, long time. Someone had actually sighted the supposed kidnapped car and knew where it was. So, as you can imagine, we got in touch with Yuki Butcher, and we hurried out to the Renfro Hinkrow farm. Toot sweet. Toot sweet. But as to what happened next, you'll just have to tune in to our next episode. Sorry to keep you suspended like this, so to speak, but you know how it is.